Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy? And looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts. William Wells Brown peeked from around the tree. He'd never seen anything like the ritual before his eyes. A fiery cauldron, folks talking in tongues and dancing beneath the midnight moonlight. These spiritual ceremonies remind us of the importance of trusting ancestral wisdom. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. They gathered under the hush of the night. No one could know they were there. William Wells Brown peered into the ritual, where folks sat around a fiery cauldron speaking in a medley of diasporic tongues. The queen of the ceremony waved a wand over the pot before throwing in animal parts and ushering in a dancer. Our people use hoodoo on plantations, as Brown witnessed. These practices required community care to keep one another spiritually safe during enslavement. Uncle Frank sat in a chimney corner when Brown arrived one night. "Well, my son, you have come to get Uncle to tell your fortune, have you?" Brown went to see Uncle Frank, an older man known on the plantation for his fortune-telling wisdom. For 25 cents, he used a water-filled gourd to predict Brown's freedom. Brown later successfully escaped on a steamboat. Then there was Dinky, the Goofer King. He dusted himself in the herbal, powdery, protective hoodoo substance to conjure his way out of whippings and fieldwork. Brown wrote, "Dinky closely inspected the snake skin around his neck, the petrified frog and dried lizard in his pockets, and had rubbed himself all over with Goofer. Dinky was rarely in the field, and his enslaver never assaulted him again." Leaning into ancestral wisdom creates a powerful layer of protection around us. How can you tap into the knowledge of those who came before you to ignite change right now? In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.